Welcome to Marketing Strategies with Audrey Kirchner, sponsored by Incoma, taking your small business to the next level with proven creative solutions designed to grow your awareness and connect to your customers. Now, here's Audrey.
Hi there and welcome. I'm Audrey Kirchner, co-founder and chief marketing strategist here at Incoma. Incoma is a full-service marketing agency. We bring that big agency process and feel to small business owners. We do marketing strategy, branding, website design and hosting, content marketing, search engine optimization, social media, and digital advertising. To learn more about what we do, ask us a question, schedule a marketing evaluation for your business, go to our website at incoma.com. That's INKYMA.com. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. If you've listened to us before, welcome back. We have a lot of episodes on a lot of different marketing topics, and you can listen to us on any of your favorite podcast platforms, including Podbean, Spotify, Amazon Music, Audible. And of course, you can always go to our website. All the episodes are up there, including all of the show notes and transcriptions of the show. So today we have some guests. I love doing interviews with guests. And we have Craig Callion and Killian Gordon. They work for Hostie. So I'm going to let them introduce themselves and tell us who Hostie is.
Sure. My name is Killian Gordon. I'm the Senior Business Development Manager for Hostie. And Hostie is a turnkey short-term rental property management solution.
Yeah, and I'm Craig Callion. I am also business development, and I've been on board here with Hostie since May, and it's been something that I've been fortunate enough to watch grow throughout the years and super excited to help it.
It's really an interesting concept. Talk a little bit more about what like a turnkey short-term rental is.
Sure. So real quickly, drilling in on the definition of what a short-term rental is. So a short-term rental is a home that you host guests into for 29 days or less. Airbnbs, VRBOs, those are online booking platforms, but a lot of people commonly refer to short-term rentals as Airbnbs. So a turnkey short-term rental management solution would be a property management company that can come in and can take care of everything from the property care aspect to the guest experience, from the turnarounds, the cleans, the check-ins, the guest communications, the emergency situations, everything down from stocking the home to waving goodbye as that guest checks out. As cliche as it sounds, a turnkey short-term rental property management solution would be a solution where the owner could completely step away from the home and enjoy the revenue that short-term rental produce.
See, that's what I think is key. So you work with just homeowners, everyday people. It's not their day job to manage properties or to own them, nope. But they can actually still get the revenue come in from that property.
Absolutely.
And I guess they don't even have to live in the same state, do they?
Absolutely not. And I mean, one of the things that we often say is it's kind of a hybrid between hospitality, your hotel industry, and then long-term property management. So I mean, it's kind of a new territory that I think, you know, we're setting the professional standard for.
Sure. And Craig's actually working with a gentleman right now from North Carolina. So a lot of these owners are out of within an hour of everyone in Colorado Springs, but a lot of our owners are either outside of Colorado Springs or even in different states. And we have three, four owners that also that live overseas. These are either professors that teach overseas, or these are active military members who have been deployed overseas from Colorado Springs.
And that makes so much sense because we have the different bases in the
Absolutely,
area, and they
yeah.
buy homes and they don't want to keep buying and selling homes. So
yes.
I think it's a great concept. When my family and I, many, many years ago, we kind of started ditching hotels and trying to find homes to stay in, even before like Airbnb got really popular, just because, you know, you don't want to be on top of each other inside of a hotel room for like a week.
No, there's only so many trips you can go on with 4 to 5 people in 2 queen size beds in one hotel room.
I slept on a pull out couch this weekend in a hotel room, and I'm still recovering from that. So
see, that's where friends start to fight.
Yep.
When someone has
Absolutely.
To sleep on a pull out couch.
Yeah.
So tell me, how did you guys get into this industry? Because it's really fascinating, and it is, I think it's a cutting edge industry because, you know, it's been around a while, but it's not mainstream. Not everybody's like, oh, I'm going to go stay at an Airbnb. It's not like hotels.
It's been a relatively fragmented industry until the last couple of years in general. I got into it, I'd say 2.5 for coming up 3 years now. Evan and Philip Wilburn own Hostie. They're two Air Force veterans here in Colorado Springs, and they got started about 4 years ago doing short-term rentals out of their basement. A lot of people, just like Airbnb, kind of got started with the couch surfing mentality, shared space. They were doing it out of their basement, working full-time, and enjoyed the revenue, enjoyed the money, but you know, didn't have the time. So they went looking for short-term rental management services. There really wasn't anything out there in Colorado Springs in 2016. And so they just took it upon themselves to start. I had been friends with them for a bit, and I was in medical sales, just doing my thing, and they were kind of always in my ear about it. And so about 2 years ago, I joined the team, and it's been a wild, fun ride ever since. Yeah.
Well, I mean, for me, I did long-term property management for 5 years, and I learned a lot in it. Mainly learned long-term property management was not what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. So the skills I had from there were, you know, great to transfer to short-term rentals, because there's a lot of the same, you know, aspects of it. And I, you know, quit long-term property management, did business development for a construction company for a while. And then kind of the same thing as Killian. Well, and Killian was in my ear too. So they're all just kind of in my ear, like, hey, when are you going to come on board? When are you going to come on board? And it just, the stars aligned, and I made the jump, and, you know, happy I did, because it is, you know, property management nonetheless, but it's, I mean, frankly, just a better version of property management.
So the one thing that I'm intrigued by a company like hosting is you've got two sides of marketing. You have where you're marketing hosty to the property owners, but then you also have to support the property owners and market to those that want to stay in it. So let's talk about hosty first. How do you guys find clients?
Sure. I'd like to think of it as hosty is owner-centric and guest-focused. So everything we do has the guest experience, the guest-focused in mind. We're marketing, we're getting the homes in front of the guests so that they book it. But at the end of the day, too, we have to be owner-centric. That's essentially another client of ours that we take care of. So we've got the owner management side of things and also the guest experience and the advertising of the home side of things. So it's a little bit of a balance. We take these homes and we use a technology stack that we've built out to push these homes out on about 50 different booking websites. So Airbnb, VRBO, HomeAway, those are your traditional ones, household names. You're starting to see even Google has short-term rental booking platforms now, but Hotels.com, Expedia, TripAdvisor, the list goes on and on. And a lot of those have sister or umbrella websites or subsidiaries of each other. So you can start finding short-term rentals on many, many different websites now. Airbnb.com, of course, is the lion's share of the market as we speak. They've got their plus and minuses. VRBO might be on their heels. VRBO is doing a wonderful job of getting their marketing out of there. So you could look at each one of these booking websites as almost its own little marketing branch of an individual home that Hosty manages. So we've got our marketing team on the back end doing A/B testing with pictures on the listings, looking at, we collect tons and tons of data. We have 3,000-4,000 guests a month. And we can start collecting data on who they are, why they're traveling, why'd they pick that home, what's the demographic of that traveler. And so we can begin putting your two-bedroom homes or your one-bedroom homes in front of the people who are looking for those. We can start putting our cabin, our Woodland Park, our Cascade homes, our Monument Palmer Lake cabins in front of the type of guest or that guest avatar that would be more likely to book that home than just allowing it to go up on Airbnb. And so you've got, getting long-winded here, but you've got these websites doing your marketing for you. And then on the back end, we're doing a lot of our own internal A/B testing and optimization for the data we're gathering. So that's how we're marketing to the guests. And then on the back end, fortunately, right now, it's been mainly word of mouth and doing, you know, our SEO, short-term rental management for the Colorado Springs area, et cetera, some more targeted zip code, targeted marketing. But we've been blessed that we just stepped up and there was a big need in the market.
And I think with target marketing, the geo marketing, I think that's going to be a huge thing as we grow. One of the things that we're experiencing right now is, I mean, tremendous growth in the Colorado Springs area. And then, you know, establishing to, you know, your Woodland Park and, you know, westward, we can set our parameters to that, like, hey, let's focus on there, the woodland park. And, you know, part and partial to that is finding infrastructure out there. So, I mean, we got the target marketing, but then we have to, you know, make sure that the cart's not ahead of the horse in that sense.
Yeah, it certainly is a game of inchworms. So as soon as we started pushing marketing for management services up north towards the Denver area, we got inundated with leads from that area, looking for people looking for help. And we almost had to step back and say, wait a second, maybe we put the cart before the horse here, and we need some more brick and mortar, some more infrastructure for those areas, the Douglas County, the South Denver areas, Castle Rock.
Yes. Great problem to have, yes. But you know, we also don't want to dilute the product or service that we are, you know, striving to deliver.
Absolutely. It has to be a balance. You got to have the inventory before you market it, but yep. You got to market it yes. To be able to keep the people that you just yes. hired on.
We keep trying to stick our hand in the cookie jar and we get it slapped. So.
Well, and you know what? Most companies, growing slowly is a better, less anxiety, less stressful option than growing exceedingly fast, because those growing pains are tough. They're horrible. I love to hear that you're doing A/B testing. And yes. Now I'm inspired that I'm going to do a whole episode on what A/B testing is, yes. Because I just picture people in their car driving, listening, going, what is A/B testing? So why don't you talk a little bit about how you do A/B testing, sure. And then I can extrapolate on that in another episode. So don't worry, it's coming, yes. Folks.
So we've got a superb marketing team by a gentleman by the name of Jorge. He's in Arizona. He's moving out to Colorado here shortly to join us locally. But I don't want to sell him short for what he's doing, but I'll give it my best stab. So the most basic example for A/B testing is, let's say we've got a home with a pool table, and then another photo of a hot tub. We're going to be taking those two photos from that home, and we're going to be playing with where they sit on the listing when the guest is looking for that listing online. So are more people clicking on images of hot tubs? Are we seeing people click on more images of a wooded cabin experience? Are we seeing people clicking on homes that have a shot of the downtown area? So it's putting two options in front of people and seeing which one is most chosen, and then inserting a different variable in there. So A/B, okay, A is more frequently clicked. Let's see how it compares up against another type of picture. And it's just kind of this back and forth of seeing, what bait do you put on your hook to get a fish?
You know what? That's a great way of putting it. And yeah. You can even deep dive into that further, but you should always just test one thing at a time.
Yes.
So it's like two pictures compared, yes. Or if you've got a title or a header, yes. Right? You can test those and yeah. See if the title of the home, changing it to this, gets them to click on it more.
Yes.
Now, I'm curious with things like Airbnb and VBRO, because it's almost like you're putting your stall out in a marketplace, right? That's really what these things are. Are you branding any of that to Hostie so that you can be an up and coming brand as well? So if they know they've clicked on a Hostie home, they know they've got quality, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. So we have an onboarding process that every home goes through, and we have a standard that, and we have a safety inspection, a maintenance inspection, utility inspection, and onboarding. So there's a bit of a standard. There's more than a bit of a standard of the type of homes that Hostie is willing to bring on and then manage. Not every home would make a good short-term rental. And just because it was a good long-term doesn't mean it'd make a good short-term rental.
So in the onboarding process, we want to set the home up. It's about 160 point inspection. We'll go through, take pictures of everything from your silverware to your plungers. And we just want to make sure that home is set up, the topmost success. And to do that, we have to go through it with a fine pick comb. And, once we list it on our sites, we put proudly managed by Hostie. We want people to, guest even to look and like, oh, that's a Hostie home.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be stocked there. I don't have to worry about not having, toilet paper or just the basic essentials that, I think everyone has probably a horror story from a short-term rental. I know I have a few. They weren't Hostie homes, but, we want to have that Hostie brand there. So when people see it, they, that's another filter maybe that they look for, like, hey, that's Hostie. I'm going to be good. It's going to be a great experience.
And this is a conversation we've been having internally. So we do a startup fee, but we're thinking about changing that to just an on-branding fee, because we're going to come in, we're going to install Trio soap dispensers, just like you see in Lifetime Fitness. We're providing all the linens and towels. So there's a standard set forth for that. There's not mismatched linens and towels. We're going to come in. We have set stocking lists and stocking supplies. So whenever someone checks into a Hostie home, like Craig mentioned, there's a set amount of supplies and people know what they're getting. We have our own lock management systems, our own smart hubs that we're going to come in and install, and all these different processes. Because you have a dynamic inventory. A hotel has 300 units of the exact same unit, apartment complex, all the same. In the short-term rental industry, we have a very dynamic inventory. So every single home is different, but it still has to be onboarded to the same Hosty branding, the same Hosty processes. So as we've moved further along and we have been collecting more data from our direct booking website. So of course you can book a home on VRBO, HomeAway, but you also have Hosty's direct booking website. And year over year, we've slowly seen the amount of bookings increase that come directly. And that tends to be from repeat business because people know that there's a set standard. They know when they're going to get their check-in instructions. They know it's going to be based off the last four digits of their phone number. It's automatically programmed before they show up. They know they've got 24-hour support. They know they can get what they need basically on a whim or have any of their issues taken care of at any time of the night for the most part. We'll triage the situations. But we'll also put, recently we rolled out tablets. So a guest checks in through the tablet. They can book Hosty Experiences, which is a whole nother branch of Hosty, which really is like encompasses with the Hosty brand, the Hosty experience that we're bringing to guests. We've got a five-star chef on service with us. Shout out to Bon, a wonderful man. So he is... When guests book a Hosty home, they can book yoga experiences, a sommelier to come in to do wine tasting, shout out to Bailey, a five-star chef experience, whatever it may be. So we're taking this hospitality, this concierge experience all across Colorado Springs and making a standard and professionalizing the industry, which also is why it's not too hard just to jump to the next town and then the next town.
Right. Yeah. I could see where you could expand. I want to go back to what you had talked about. Yes. Where, and it kind of ties into that whole conversation we're having about how do you differentiate yourself to the property owners? Because they're like, well, why can't I just do it myself?
Sure.
You're leading them through a process of we can get your property from point A to point B so that people will make it more desirable.
Yes.
And you're giving them that checklist, that whole onboarding.
Everything we do hinges around that on-branding process. If as callous as it may sound, if someone's not willing to on brand with Hosty, how we need it.
You know,
the numbers we talk about, the guest experience we talk about, the success of the home, the longevity of the listing, really all hinges around how's that home on branded to the Hosty brand. Tesla's done some extremely innovative things in a 100-year-old industry. It took the car industry and flipped it on its head. We see that vision for Hosty. We see the ability to come into homes and take what used to be kind of a fragmented, scattered hobby side business for a lot of people, which turns out to be a full-time business when you really dive into it, and innovate that and create this guest experience that, you know, maybe we've talked about having like Marriott points, but Hosty points. So guests who continue to come back know what they're expecting and know that they're going to get that concierge experience.
Yeah. And what's wonderful is each location is unique. So it's not so ticky tack. It's not the same across the board.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. Is if you have a potential customer and they're not willing to do the on-brand Hosty things that need to be done, do you say thank you, but have a nice life? Or do you still try to take them?
We listen to a lot of Chris Voss. So we
skilled negotiators.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a great question.
So, I mean, we strongly encourage, strongly recommend, and, you know, we can only do that so much. So, I mean, if we have a homeowner who just, you know, taking every hearing us, but not, you know, executing anything, that's where we would have to have that conversation. Like, hey, you know, like we have this standard, we have these processes that are tested and they work. And if you're not willing to do that, you know, I might be able to recommend some other management companies
Absolutely.
That might fit your style of how you want to manage. So, I mean, unfortunately, we do have to say no if people, you know, are not willing to, you know, kind of, we tested a lot and we know what works and we've seen it.
Absolutely. So. And I think that for me is the hallmark of an exceptional company when they're willing to turn business away because that doesn't meet their criteria of where they want to take their business. We all have standards we got to keep to. And if we digress or move away from them, then, you know, things start to fall apart.
No, Absolutely. And it's not easy because a lot of times some of these folks have been doing this you know, for 15, 10 years. And what they're doing is working. It's wonderful. It's not wrong. It's just not, you know, there's different things that come into play when a professional management company is managing a home. There's scalability, yes. There's processes, there's automation. So it's challenging to say no to people. Sometimes they're beautiful homes, but when you have two managers trying to manage a property, the loser at the end of the day is the guest. It's just not a good start from the beginning.
Agreed. Every good business has to have processes. And when you try to work outside of those, it breaks. And then those are the people that are not taken care of the right way. Yes. I mean, I do the same thing in my business. If I've got a client who wants things that are just outside of our wheelhouse or how we do things, you know, I try to recommend someone else for them because they want a different experience. So I think, like I said, I think it's great when I hear about companies that do that. That means you're really committed to the excellence that you've researched and honed.
Well, you could argue that, you know, our brand, our reputation, that is our brick and mortar. That's our product. Yeah. So, I mean, if we are, you know, putting bad bricks on our, you know, foundation, that's going to deteriorate our brand.
And so. then on the back end of that, like you said, it's the person staying in the location that's going to lose. Yeah. If you've got an outlier and they're there, they're going to be like, what happened? Mm-hmm. Why is this hosty location not as good as the five others I've been to? And since word of mouth is your strongest marketing channel for getting new properties, it's about the brand. It's like, I know if I have a hosty home, then I'm going to get bookings.
Well, you know, piggybacking off of that, just recently, we had a guest who was staying in one of our midterm rentals, and he, you know, loved the idea, was impressed with the home, and he reached out for his own investment opportunities to see, you know, what that would look like.
So, that's actually very common.
I love that.
Well, so what's the difference between a short-term rental and a midterm rental?
There he goes. Now he just took my job. That's it. I'm going out for coffee.
Midterm rentals. So a chunk of our portfolio is also midterm rental. So what that is, it's a corporate furnished rental, 30-day plus. A lot of times we cap them at 185 just to keep it a true midterm rental. So with that, everything on that, it's seen, I guess, by the county as a long-term rental, even though we do have those stipulations on it. So I mean, where you get the business in those is, you know, your traveling nurses, your internships, you know, John and Jane Doe waiting for their house to be built because it's 2021 and everything takes forever to be built now. So, you know, that's where those, I guess, are gaining traction, especially with this nomad working style that is becoming more and more prevalent now that people have seen, hey, I can take my laptop and, you know, go work on this ranch in the middle of nowhere and just be at peace. Yeah.
Definitely. That's me, by the way. My husband and I were becoming looking into that more nomadic lifestyle, just because we got family all over the country. Yeah. It'd be great to spend, you know, February in Arizona and then, you know, Florida. And
you'd love the house that I was onboarding today. It was kind of in your neck of the woods. So the Peyton Black Forest area, and it's a four bedroom, four bath, you know, huge ranch home. And I mean, you get great internet, great cell signal. So
that's the key.
I'll have to give you some booking info after this.
So that was going to be my question for you, is about the midterm. So you get the midterm, which is diversification. And I think it's important for all businesses to have that diversification. So how do you market midterms versus short term?
Well, great question. Very similar to a short-term rental. So for the sake of this conversation, a short-term rental and a midterm rental are almost run identical. The big differences are the legalities on the back end and the accounting processes.
Got it.
They've two different rules to play by. But the marketing of a corporate rental is very similar. There is your furnished finders, your traveling nurse websites, your Zillow, your apartment.com.
Got it.
It's just online booking websites, but more of the traditional ones that we're familiar with, where we'd find an apartment or a long-term rental to rent. All those websites play by the real estate rules that 30 plus day rentals fall under. So we are still booking guests in corporate rentals on Airbnb.com. And I think we do it on VRBO.com because you can just set calendar length, but it's primarily coming over Zillow, apartments.com, and those two in themselves have wide networks. So when you put a home up on the apartments.com network, it goes across a couple different websites, and same with the Zillow.com network, and then your traditional Airbnb, VRBO.
I was going to say, with that, as we grow our midterm portfolio, we actually just hired a midterm property manager, a young lady named Colby. And I think with that, it's going to just roll and grow tremendously. But looking into referral partners, such as real estate offices and getting relationships with them, because, you know, they have clients that they're looking to place while they're working with them. And, you know, that's at that point, we'll have more homes right now. I think I ran the numbers on just Friday and we were 90% occupied for our midterm rentals. So, I mean, it's... the market's definitely there. And I think as we grow, getting those solid referral partnerships where it's a win-win for both sides, I think that'll be a crucial element of it.
Believe it or not, we're almost out of time. As we're wrapping up, do you have any final thoughts for other business owners that are listening from a marketing perspective when it comes to it? Because you're sharing a lot of information here that's applicable across many different industries.
I think that coming from the business development side of things especially, I think that in terms of marketing, you should either be looking for someone to talk to your business about, or you should be in front of someone speaking about your business. All other activities, until you have so much business coming in, you should be spending time either looking for someone to speak to your business about, or you should be in front of someone speaking about your business. If
I
could
that.
Boil it down as simple as possible.
Yeah. And I mean, going off of that, I'd say... in today's world, your online presence is everything. So, you know, making sure you are putting the right time resources into that. Cause it's, I mean, that's how you find anything nowadays. It's 2021. Everyone goes on their phone and Googles stuff. So, I mean, making sure that you are putting the right, you know, I guess resources in the SEO marketing and, you know, your website and, you know, just making sure everything flows. It's not clunky. So I'd say like a lot of times in a startup, that's an overlook. And, you know, that's how you get to the next level is, you know, putting the time and money into those marketing dollars and, you know, incorporating your brand into that and building the brand.
Yeah. Lead with your vision.
So if someone wants to talk to you about getting their property with you or finding it a rental, what's the best way to get a hold of you? And what's your website so they can go directly there and not have to worry about the Airbnb?
Yeah. iamhosty.com is our website. You can find our just general office number on there to get a hold of us, or you can reach out to us. I believe it's info@iamhosty.com. It's on the website as well. But if you do have a place we could leave maybe our direct information.
I'm going to put it in the show notes along with a link to the website and spell Hosty.
Okay.
So that people know how it's spelled.
H-O-S-T-E, host, stay easy.
Very cool.
Yes.
Here at Inkama, we like to give back to the business community. I provide a free 45-minute marketing consultation to any business owner, regardless of what you're looking for. Maybe you're looking for a marketing company. Maybe you really need to understand what A/B testing is for your business. Just go to my website, inkama.com, I-N-K-Y-M-A.com, and click on the Schedule a Marketing Evaluation button in the upper right-hand corner. Pick your time, and we are on the schedule. So I hope you found today's episode informational, inspiring. And if you did, then consider sharing it with your other friends, your business colleagues, anybody that is interested in business and growing their business. Thanks so much for listening and have an amazing day.
Thanks for listening to Marketing Strategy, sponsored by Inkama, online at inkyma.com. Listen to Marketing Strategies, now heard every Saturday morning at 9:30 on KPPF.